Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all this morning. I was trying to figure out what I'm doing up here this morning. But anyway, it's good to be with you all as we worship the Lord together, and it's a joy to be here. I know it's a hectic times, hectic weeks for many of us, but it's good that we get to gather together on Sunday, the Lord's Day, to worship our God, who is sovereign, who is Lord of all, and who is always good. And so we praise Him together as we worship. But if you are a guest with us today, I welcome you, and we are thankful that you're here, and we love you, and we appreciate you being here. There's a card in the pew in front of you. Our last church had chairs. I always want to say like chairs or pew. So pew, the pew in front of you, there's these cards. You can fill them out, put them in the offering plate. It's just a way for us to follow up with you, get to know you. Answer any questions that you may have. And I'll also point out that on the bulletin, that is my cell phone number is on the back of the bulletin. So if you don't want to do the card, or you don't want me to reach out, you want to be the one to reach out to me, you can do so. Just call me or email the office or do whatever you need to do. I'll do my best to answer when called, and if not, call back. I try to anyway. But anyway, I'm thankful that you're here. We have a few announcements. This Wednesday night is the family night meal, so we're going to do Bible study and family night. So it's group two that is going to be preparing the meal. So we'll start at 6:30, and then we'll do our study at 7 o'clock. And we're going through Titus together on Wednesday nights now. So we'll continue our study through Titus after we have the family meal. And then on the 19th, May 19th, not then. Well, I guess it is the 19th because it's the end of April now. So on the 19th of May, we're going to have the graduation dinner. So you see the information on there, cookout. In California, we call these barbecues, but I realize that here it is a type of food, so it is a cookout. So we're going to have a cookout. My last church corrected on me on that often. I was told this is a cookout, not a barbecue. So we'll have a cookout. If you have questions, just reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. But that's on the 19th at 6 o'clock. And we do have three graduating seniors. I think it's just three, because Madison, Jackson, and Eli. Three. So three of some. Come prepared to celebrate them as they graduate and move on out of school. Well, not out of school. Onto a different school for some. And then on the 24th through 28th is our VBS. The registration is on the website, and I would encourage you, if you are on social media or whatever, pass that along. Pass on the link to the registration. Invite people to come to it, register for VBS, and come and participate. They'll learn about the Lord, and we'll see what the Lord does through that. So other than that, I don't think I have any other announcements. It's one of the most awkward times for me, to be honest with you. I feel like a salesman. I don't know what it is, but I am thankful that you're here to worship the Lord. And let's, Noble with the last minute hand raise. What's up? Okay. Yeah, good call. So we'll share it on the Facebook page, and then you can share that link, double share, and then we'll pass the word like that. And then just invite people by word of mouth as well to come and participate, and that is a good thing for churches to do, especially in this day and age where people need to hear about Jesus more and more. People always need to hear about Jesus, but it doesn't do us any harm to host however much we can to tell people about Jesus. So other than that, I don't think there's anything else. I'll invite Joe to come up and do the scripture reading, and then we will sing together, worship the Lord together.
We're going to be reading out of the book of Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. In the Pew Bible, it's page 10 out of the Pew Bible. If you are able, if you would like to stand, and let's read these six verses together, if you're able, please. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Amen. We're going to stand and sing, and I think I'll just stay up here since I've got to do the prayer, but I'll help you people out. But we'll stand and sing now. The number is 138. Come to our time in prayer. Are there others that need to be added to our prayer list? It's good to see Miss Doris back with us today. Good to see you back with us, Miss Doris. Glad you're feeling better. The family of Sonny Jones, need to remember that family as well. Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the freedom we have as individuals and as a church to come before you in supplication and prayer, Lord, and just be able to lay our burdens at the feet of the cross for you. Lord, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the witness that we're doing, Lord, and that you are doing through us. And Lord, I pray that you'd continue to use us to be witnesses in this community, to go out and to disciple other people and bring other people into your fold. Lord, I pray that you would watch over us today, Lord, as we listen to the sermon that's going to be preached shortly by Reverend Travis. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to understand it, to use it in our everyday Christian lives. Lord, today we are burdened by the people that are on our prayer list and those that we may not have mentioned, but those that are on our hearts and minds. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the family of Sonny Jones and just help them during this time. Lord, put your arms around them. Help them feel your peace and your love and be with the family as they deal with this loss. And Lord, I thank you so much for Miss Doris being able to be back with us today, Lord. It's good to see her and her smiling face. And Lord, I pray that you just continue to heal her if it's in accordance with thy will, that you'd continue to bless her and John and all the caregivers. And anyone else that's dealing with physical concerns today, Lord, I just pray that you'd be with them. And Lord, those especially that are dealing with spiritual concerns, Lord, I pray that you would open their hearts. If there are those here today who are struggling, Lord, no matter what it is, Lord, I pray that they would just lay their burdens at the feet of the cross. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us during this time open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And our kids will be going back at this time.
This is a pretty familiar song, so feel free to join in. I think the words are going to be on the screen, so definitely anytime. Thank you.
strength is failing. The end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Yes, I will worship your holy name. Lord, I'll worship your holy name.
Maybe our lives can influence someone else and bring them closer to you.